Blog Talk Radio.
On the wind, ancient voices and spirits sail. Every mark on this earth tells a tale. Every day that goes by without ever asking why, you believe.
Hello, beautiful souls. Good evening, good afternoon, or good morning, whatever time you're listening. Today is Tuesday, April 7th, 2020, and it is National or World Health Day, and you're listening to Angel Navigation on International Angels Network. And it's been a while since I've been on air, and it's great to be back with you. So if this is your first time listening, I'm a mystic intuitive and your host, Diane Morgan. Excuse me, and I'm a little hoarse this evening. I retired from corporate America in 2004, and I became aware of my spiritual path. And I'm certified in many metaphysical modalities, as well as a spiritual teacher, mentor, and coach. I'm also a non-denominational minister and a published author of books and oracle cards, which you can find all of those listed on my author page on Amazon. And my mission is to create awareness and to be in service to others and help them take back their power and open to their divine connection to achieve the life they desire and deserve. And I'd be honored to work with you. And I would thank you for the opportunity. And I'm excited you're here with me tonight, and I invite you to join me as we open the show with a prayer. Dear God, Creator, Universe, Source of all that is, we come to you in gratitude as we invite your love, your healing, your joy, your compassion, your light, and peace within and all around us. Help us to expand your love and light with grace. And we welcome and accept the support of your angels that guide our spirit. May we find clarity in all that's going on. May we find abundance and harmony. And may the Christ light shine upon the world and give us peace during these trying times. May we find unity in this moment and in all moments. And we ask that healing surround our planet and that all our brothers and sisters are lifted. We ask these things of you, Lord. Amen. So I thank you for joining us here on International Angels Network. With a network that explores spirituality and metaphysical and mystical topics. And we bring you shows on anything from the divine creators, angels, ascension, energy healing, spirit guides, signs, communicating with spirit. You know, our goal here is to create awareness. So we explore light language, dragons and crystals and fairies and star seeds and much, much more. We believe that everything is connected, and sharing with you, our listeners, the oneness of all things. We also love introducing spiritual entrepreneurs and authors. And tonight's show is sponsored by Unite in the Light with Susie Parrott and myself, where we offer pre-recorded classes, mentoring others with their spiritual growth. And you can find us at uniteinthelight.com. And we invite you to join our Unite in the Light Facebook group. Now, this is a live call-in show, and the last half of the show, we'll be taking your calls at 516-453-9162 for mini readings and questions on topic with my special guest. So be sure and press 1 once, one time, to get in the queue with your questions. If you press it more than once, it takes you out of the queue, and then you press it again, it puts you back in the queue, which puts you further down the line. So press it one time. And I remind you that our live shows are brought to you by Audible by Amazon. And you can subscribe to Audible, and you can get a free audiobook with a 30-day free trial, and you can cancel it any time and keep your free products just for trying Audible. That's audibletrial.com/International Angels Network, or International Angels, I'm sorry. And we appreciate your support of our online network. So let me tell you a little about my special guest. Tonight I'm thrilled to welcome returning guest, vibrational expert Debbie Anderson. And tonight's discussion is the balance in you. But first, here's a little information about her. Debbie was born in England, and she now lives in Canada. She is a natural healer who has worked in the magical sphere of spirituality all of her life, where many modalities have evolved along the way. She is a clairvoyant medium and has been doing intuitive spiritual readings for over 35 years around the world. She has self-published 2 oracle card decks. One is entitled The Vibrational Energy, or Vibrational Energy, and that particular deck is for adults. And then she has the Vibrational Earth Children, and this is for your inner child and for children as well. And also she has 2 affirmation decks entitled I Am Vibrational, and the other is I Am Sacred. And her decks are distributed worldwide. She's also developed a vibrational energy therapy, I'll get it out here in a minute, which she teaches to others, and she has recorded vibrational sound CDs. She holds workshops for oracle card readings, unlocking the psychic within, spiritual explorer, and meditation classes when she's not on tour. And you can listen in on her weekly readings, and they're on YouTube at Debbie Anderson Vibrational Energy. And you can connect with her on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and she's also on Pinterest. And to find out more about her, you can go to www.vibrational-energy.com, or you can email her at vibrationalenergywork@gmail.com. So let's bring Miss Debbie out.
Hi, Diane. Lovely to be back on the show
again. Oh, hi, darling. How are you?
Absolutely wonderful. Okay, so I wanted to talk about your little sore throat that's going on there. And this is for all spirit workers at the moment. You know, we're in some very weird times, okay? I won't use the
words
we
are.
Everybody's using, because I don't want to use them because it's giving them power. But we all know that everything seems to be in a mix at the moment. And for anybody that's having the throat, especially anything to do with the throat, this is because you're speaking your truth. And there's part of you going, I want to say it. I want to say it. I truly want to say it. And sometimes we want to say it. And I'm telling you that.
Exactly.
And so anybody that's been having headaches or anything like that, it's the third eye opening. It's like this is a whole important time of awakening at the moment. It's so exciting. And yet somehow we seem to be heavy in our energy. And for anybody that's feeling heavy in your energy this evening, listening into this, the first thing I want you to do right now, before we go any further, sit up straight. Don't slouch. Okay, I'm a sloucher. Okay. Sit up straight. Put your hand on your belly. We all know where our belly is. Mine sticks out quite a bit, but that's okay. All right, so put your hand on your belly, sit up straight. Now take a nice gentle breath into your body. Take it right down to that belly. Hold it just for the count of 3, 1, 2, 3. Now, let it out. And do this a couple of times while you're sitting there listening to us gabber on and have fun on the show. It'll help to clear things, because what happens is when we're in that energy of when we slouch, and I do it. I sit at a laptop, and I gradually see myself, like, curled over. And I'm like, oh, you're not letting the energy come right the way through you. It's getting blocked as it comes up. You know, think of it like one of those, you know, when you see those dogs on those shows where they run through those sort of tube things, and they make the tube actually move with them. Well, imagine being in that tube there, and the energy is getting along there. It's just getting stuck. It's going, I can't quite get up. I can't quite get out. So when we sit in that straightness, and this also applies to standing up as well. But, I'm watching TV or something like that on my computer, I'm like, I'm going into it. So if you're feeling this blockage at the moment or headaches or your throat is playing up or, you know, you're feeling like the ears are, you've got a tinnitus going on there, you know, just sit up straight. Let the energy go through you. Let it go through. So I just wanted to share that at the beginning. I'm sorry. You know me. I always go off
track.
That's
quite all right. I love you.
I just go off track into this abyss.
Oh, no.
Anybody
it's okay because as,
like,
the day,
oh, God,
yeah, as the day has gone on, I've gotten hoarser. Is hoarser a word? Hoarser.
Yes, hoarser.
I was like, goodness, I'm getting hoarse here. But I have a lot of allergies, too.
When did this start? Did this – now, this is just one of the – I'm on Eastern time, so it's like 9 o'clock in the evening. So I know you're on New York time, so I think you're an hour earlier than me, aren't you?
No, I'm in Texas.
Are you on 8?
So
oh, you're
I'm
in Texas.
8 o'clock
oh, okay,
in the
all right.
evening.
Okay, so you're 8 o'clock in the evening. Well, yesterday evening, around about between 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern, I was getting a lot of connections from people going, oh, my God, I feel so heavy. I feel this, like, oh, my gosh, what's going on? I myself started going to the frustration mode. And I'm like, I know this is not my energy. Okay, what's going on? So we've got to remember, as light workers and people who are just starting to open up, those around us that are feeling frustrated that are throwing it all out there into the ether.
Right, exactly.
Okay, and it's sadly coming down and connecting because it's like that sort of cry of, what, help, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. So if you're a light worker or anything like that and you felt that yesterday, I know that you'll start to be feeling a lot lighter today, especially as the day's gone on. I woke up this morning and I'm like, okay, I'm raring to go. And then I hit sort of like a little dip as I went in the day and I'm going, okay, take some nice breaths. Bring the energy back through me.
Right,
cloak
right.
myself in my gold, as I call it. I'm putting a lot of people in little golden bubbles. So I'm going to put you in a little golden bubble tonight just to protect you and be there. And anybody else, you know, it's very easy to visualize. Just, you know, close your eyes and see that little cloak going over you, making a bubble around you, golden, and it stops all the gunk and stuff sticking. But it is a heavy time at the moment. And, of course, we've got a full moon tonight, a super moon. And I didn't realize this when we had arranged to do this show, and you said, oh, it's
I didn't either. Mm-mm.
No.
Not until last week it dawned on me,
Well,
and I was like, oh, my goodness, we're going to be on air on super moon. But the feelings that you were talking about, talking about, I had those last week, and it was just like all of a sudden I said, Archangel Michael, these are not my feelings.
I know.
I need to get rid of these, and I have really been hearing that we need to ground our energy. You've got to ground your energy because we're picking up so much of the mass consciousness and the fear energy that's out there. So,
but of course, on April the 4th, there was that massive meditation, which I was blessed to be part of, the million people there. So anybody else that's on board that did that, even if you did it a few hours later, because a few people said to me, you know, oh, I couldn't actually be there. And the same goes tonight. If you're listening to this show tomorrow, because in the UK, I think it hits around about 3 a.m., in the morning, but you know, when we have a super moon, and especially when we have a full moon, the energy is still very electric after its set time when it enters into. And this I know from my astrologer friend, because I don't know any of this at all. And amazingly enough, what I didn't realize until I did some research and I was talking to her, because you know, I was speaking to her yesterday, you know that this super moon is all about balance,
right?
And I went, ping! Thank you, Spirit. Here I was, like a month or so ago, saying to you, let's make the focus on balance because it's World Health Day. And who knew then what we were going to be doing? And who knew then, I certainly didn't, that it was also going to be this super moon. And I always wanted a superstar, but it's a super moon. And everything is
Spirit knew then.
Well, that's what I say. There is no
such divinely guided.
Because
I've had some, I've had some wonderful, amazing downloads that started Saturday and Sunday night, really. And the World Meditation, as you said, was April 4th, but mine happened April 5th. And it was just like, wow, because. Yeah. You know, as light workers, we have our communication with spirit, but it's like, how do I want to say that? It's
intensified
not
at the moment. Everything's intensified and beautifully connected.
How do I want to say that? Archangel Gabriel, tell me how I'm going to say this.
Yeah.
But we have those aha moments, just like everybody else.
Yeah.
And Sunday night was an aha for me. It was
perfect.
And it was not planned. I was outside. I decided I was going to look up at the moon. And I stood there talking to Hanael and felt the energy flow through my body from the top of my head down to my feet into Mother Earth. I mean, it was like a lightning bolt.
I can just visualize it. It's gorgeous.
Yes, and then I had a visitor. Yeshua came, and he and I had a conversation, and I began doing light language, which I do periodically, and just the energy around me. It was like I felt like I was glowing.
Yes, and it's very electric at the moment. Very.
Yes, yes, and I know other people out there are feeling that as well, and perhaps they don't truly know what it is they're experiencing.
With the frequencies at the moment, I always say to people, it's about intention. It's stepping into that intention. So, you know, if you're intentively putting out something, it's going to come back to you. So, of course, we know that can be in a positive way or a negative way. So, you know, these are part of the thought processes at the moment and this awakening that's happening. And yes, I know the world is still full of stupids, okay? Stupids exist. And I don't mean stupid as in, well, maybe I do, but I call them the stupids. I think Harry Potter called them the muggles, okay? So it was my name because I didn't want to be detrimental, but I'm going, you know, sometimes when I hear something, I go, oh, my gosh, that sounds so stupid. So, you know, and of course we all have our own. And of course we all have our own opinion or level of interpretation on things. But I have just found, especially in light of what is going on at the moment, that I've, you know, very disconnected from things. And, you know, I have to say that my husband Chris and I have been disconnected from cable TV for many, many years. And, you know, I can remember a few years ago somebody saying to me, but what if something really bad happens? How will you know? I said, because people will tell me, believe it or not. They will tell me.
Oh, yes.
At the time when we were actually in Matalan, Mexico, this sort of came out and, you know, I made a little bit of a joke about it and a few people battered me down. I'm like, no, because we were drinking Corona beer and I did a little video, which I posted on my Facebook page, just to try and make light of the, you know, like to raise the energy up, to raise the vibration up. So we got to hear about it. And do I plug into the media every day? No, I don't. I don't plug into the media at all. Every so often somebody will send me something and I'm now trying to say to friends, please do not send me this information. I truly don't want to know because it upsets me in the way that I get upset about things. You know, it's like, you know, come on people, wake up. That's what I sort of feel when I'm reading some of the things
and
or hearing some of the things.
Excuse me, talking about the Corona beer, a couple of years back I was going to teach a class, and there was a man walking by, and I asked him if he'd like to join the class, and he's like, well, what do you doing there? I said, well, we talked to spirit. He goes, well, I like spirits. And I said, you do? And he said, I like wine and I like beer. And I turned around and I looked at him. I said, honey, even Jesus drank wine. I said, come on in.
Exactly. Come on in. The spirits are here, but not necessarily out of a bottle. And you can get very high on them. This is something I said to somebody a few days ago, actually, because I said, you know, I've never done marijuana or any of those kind of drugs, but the way I felt on April 4th after we had finished the mass meditation, I was talking to the other facilitator, Ida Keatley, that was with me on this, and I'd written a meditation in line with light workers' org and so forth. So when we finished, I said, oh my gosh, you know, I had to go afterwards, so it's 11 o'clock in where I am, and I just had to go and eat toast and peanut butter and chocolate
something,
peanut butter.
Something, right, yeah.
Yeah, and I said, I had a case of the munchies, so I said, no, I sort of understand when people that have done, you know, marijuana afterwards say they get so hungry because you're on this high, and no, I was only on the high.
And we stay on a spiritual high, yeah.
Exactly, and it was absolutely fantastic, and you know,
yeah,
it was. You know, when like minds join together, like on your show here and other shows and in meditation and things like that, I'm just amazed at what happens. Because afterwards, when people were checking in with us the next day and they were saying, oh my gosh, and I had these amazing dreams. You know, for me, I just hit the pillow and I went to sleep. I was gone, zonked out. and, you know, did my 8 hours kind of thing. Woke up in the morning and like, wow, I feel very zippy today. You know, get me on to something and, you know, I can scrub a floor for an hour or something like that. So, yeah, a lot of people were feeling that. And the energy, again, because we're coming into this supermoon, it's just going to be incredible. And that's what I love about these times, because we get all these different opportunities. And, you know, we were talking about things and there are no coincidences and things like that. And there are no coincidences. Things just happen and they happen for a reason. And it all comes together.
Exactly. Everything's divinely guided.
Of course. Even what's happening now, even though some are going,
We've visited a little bit and we've given some information.
Yeah.
So
yes.
I'm going to jump right in here. And could you tell our listeners what, we're like, almost half past the hour. We just start chatting.
I know.
Why don't you tell our listeners when we're talking about our vibration and, you know, the buzzing and everything that we're feeling, how can they make changes in their vibrational frequency?
Okay.
What changes can they make that would help them? What tools can they use?
To create balance in your life, it's very, very simple. And, you know, I suppose the number one is choose to release old patterns. And I state choose because nobody can force anybody to do anything. What that means in straightforward terms, if something in your life is not working for you, whether it's a job, a friendship, relationship, family, or whatever, then change it. Einstein said the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and but expecting different results. And, you know, I've been in that kind of relationship.
We all have.
So, and as I say, choose to release because the decision is yours. And I always say to people, when you're leaving something, whether it's a relationship, whether it's a friendship, a job, let go with love. This is about shifting your mindset, you in your mindset, to create new paradigms, new concepts. And that is simple because it's a choice. And I can't make you do it. Nobody can make you do it. So when you're ready, step up to the plate and make the change. So that's the number one I always say.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, live long and prosper. And these are the famous words that I think was Star Trek, wasn't it? You know, back in the 1960s, that lovely little hand gesture, which I can't do with the two fingers. And they are truer today than ever before because the more we feed ourselves, both physically and spiritually, with sustenance that enhances us, nourishes us, feeds us, both nutritionally and divinely, we strengthen both our physical and spiritual immune systems.
Mm-hmm.
The more we flourish and grow, and that includes what we eat and the way we respond to things on a day-to-day basis or a moment-to-moment basis at the moment. So take time to connect with your thoughts, because that is the only thing you own. Stop and think about that. Our thoughts are the only thing we own. So connect with them and acknowledge whether you respond or react. And step into that emotion. It's okay. I'm not, this is not a judgment, but when we are aware of whether we're responding or reacting, it helps us to know which of the two is the better option.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I
we're
agree.
Human, okay?
Yeah.
So don't beat yourself up.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes,
right.
You know, I go, wow, and it comes out. And then I step back. Yeah, gosh, it pricked me and I bleed. You know, so when that comes out, I'm going, okay, why did I react to that?
Right.
What was going on with
right.
me at this time? Was I feeling frustrated with something myself? And now I just took it out on that person or that situation or whatever it was. And don't beat yourself up. Just acknowledge it. So that next time when you step into that vibration, you can go, yeah, last time I reacted, it didn't turn out so well for me. And I'm not talking about how it turned out with the person. I'm talking about what you took away with you at the end of it. Because usually after we react, we do beat ourselves up inside. We analyze it. We segment it. And we play it over and over and over and over again
right.
until it harms us. So respond or react.
Absolutely.
It's your choice.
Absolutely.
But we want to shift that vibration. We want to live long and prosper. We want to be healthy in our thoughts, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So especially at this time, more so than ever. And, of course, practice makes perfect. I always say, yes, I'm talking about spiritual and daily practices that you have in your life. Do you surround yourself with positive and healthy people? And I'm talking healthy minds, healthy words, okay? If not, ask yourself, why? Why am I choosing this? Remember, we were talking about choosing. And
right.
am I prepared to change it? You know, ask yourself,
why am I repeating the same pattern?
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. How does this serve me?
Mm-hmm.
What is the purpose of it? You know, some people say, well, you know, I signed up for this. Really? Spirit are not here to make our life up. What is it?
Right. Right,
you know,
I'm going to
use the S word, but I'm not going to, you know. When it hits the fan, shift, okay?
I say it might have been a lesson you agreed to learn in this lifetime, but if you keep repeating it, then you haven't learned it, so you really need to think about that.
I always say to people, think of it when you're a child and you're learning to ride a bike. You have somebody behind you just steadying you, and then eventually they let you go. And you may fall over a couple of times, but then afterwards you go, I got to bring balance in here, because if I wiggle this way and wiggle that way, I'm going to flip to the ground here. And I've already got the gravel embedded in my knees. Do I need any more? So think of it like that. When we're wobbling one direction or wobbling the other, think of yourself like when you started to ride the bike. Spirit are there holding you, okay? They're holding the back of the bike, but at some point they let go so that you know how to ride that bike.
Right.
They're not there to hurt you. They're there to help you. So if you're having the wiggle or the woggle, as I always call it, as it's going from time to time, ask Spirit to just hang on to the back of the bike for you until you're feeling a little bit more you know, in balance with yourself. One of the other things is I always say, connect spiritually in some form of quietness, some peacefulness, whether this is meditation, maybe it's walking, maybe it's listening to music or watching something that soothes your soul. This is when we get to connect with our intuition, our higher self, the guides, the spirits, the angels, our ancestors. And the more we do this on a daily practice, it heightens and it enhances our life. It really does. You know, create affirmations for yourself. Put positive things around you. You know, many years ago when a friend of mine I was going through a really tough time in my life, and I said to her, you know, I just feel so alone. And she says, here, take these. And she gave me a whole load of sticky notes. And she said, now stick them all around the house where you happen to be, like in the bathroom, in, you know. And she said, just stick them everywhere, on the cupboard, on the fridge, on the stove, on the kettle. And I said, why? And she said, just stick them. Stick them up. And I did. And I stuck them everywhere. And then I realized, I'm going, they're all little positive things. So, you know, I look in the mirror and I'm like, oh, I'm really happy. And then I see the little one, you are beautiful.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then I go to the refrigerator door one, and I'm going, if it says on there, don't go in for the ice cream, I'm going to smack her. And it,
well, see, I use the little sticky notes, and that's what I teach in my classes that I do. You know, put it on a sticky note, put it on your dashboard, put it on the mirror, you know, put it in front of you, because it does help center you.
It does help. And I always post, like, offer one of my affirmation decks every day. There's a card posted on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter or wherever. And so use that if you know, tap into that. It's there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when somebody said to me, well, I don't know any good positive stuff. I said, there's enough online. Be creative.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Yeah, and you can, what I have. Yeah, I think that once they, you know, as you say, there are so many online, if they start reading them, using them, then they're going to start rewording them for their
own
self.
Absolutely. Of course you will.
And that's what's so beautiful about it, is because, you know, you've got a little nudge there from spirit that someone else, you know, spirit gave that person that affirmation, because everything I believe comes from spirit. So you got the little nudge there, and then you just create it for yourself. You might add to it. You might say, no, that doesn't, I like this word better. And you're creating your own affirmations.
Mm-hmm. And I have on my desk here, I have one here. Negativity, it can only affect you if you're on the same frequency. Vibrate higher.
Mm-hmm.
Life is a school where you learn how to remember what your soul already knows. So I have all these kind of things around me, so that even if I'm having a poopy day, as I say, and I did some fire walking back in 1998, the year after I arrived in Canada, and we were all sat down afterwards and wrote, I have walked on fire, I can do anything. And then we had to sign
absolutely.
It. And it was on the 25th of April. It was the day before my birthday. And I have that right in front of me. So any time that I'm feeling I can't achieve something or life slapped me in the face again, I just look at that and I walked on fire. I can do anything.
I can do anything, exactly.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
And whatever this is that you've overcome, or, you know, somebody said to me, I've overcome cancer. I said, well, then you could put in that I have had cancer. I can do anything. I've overcome it. I can do anything. So whatever your mantra is to yourself, frame it, own it, take it, be it. And, you know, make it your daily mantra. And one thing I will share, and this is a plug for my I Am Sacred Affirmation Day. You can download it for 7 days to your phone, and it's free. So there's 7 days of free affirmations for you. You don't have to buy it. If after that you really don't want it, then you can just let it not refresh or whatever.
Right.
You just go to my website, and you've already mentioned
that's a beautiful
gift. hyphenenergy.com. Scroll down the page on the landing page, go to the mobile apps, click on the information, and I have three mobile apps there. They're all different ones, but the I Am Sacred has a 7-day free download. So you get all 52 cards. So what more could you ask
for?
So
guys and
it's
dolls
free.
Hear that. That is just a beautiful free gift. Thank you,
thank you. You're welcome.
Okay, darling, we could talk forever. And I know you're going to lead us in a meditation. So let's do that now. Is there anything we should know beforehand?
No, I'm going to take us through it. And just one thing, the actual full moon tonight is at 10:45 p.m. Eastern. So whatever that time zone is for you, that's when it's at its peak. So we're at 9:34 Eastern here. So we're about an hour beforehand, but it still has the intensity. So anybody after this meditation, after we've had this time together, go out, and if you can see the moon, where I am at the moment, it's a cloudy night, so sadly we're not going to see the beauty of it, but I know she's there above the clouds. I know that.
Right. All right.
Okay? All right. So just everybody listen to my voice, and I now want you to close your eyes and just connect with what I'm saying. Allow yourself to become at one with the words, with my voice. Release and let go of what you have to do later. You know that it is still going to be there waiting for you when this time is over. By freeing your mind, discard these notions, reminding yourself that you don't have to keep them at the center of your intention. Release them now by taking a nice gentle breath down into your solar plexus, your belly button. And as you exhale, set free any thoughts that are blocking or filling your mind right in this moment. See them floating away into the distance, so you're free and ready to do this meditation. Now let's take a moment to be centered to where you are right now. Are you comfortable? Do you feel rested where you're sitting? If not, move yourself around until you feel more peaceful and relaxed. Because during this meditation, you want to have your physical body feeling restful, calm, at peace with itself, and most of all, contented. So you can listen to my words, allowing them to be absorbed into your spiritual soul. Take a nice deep breath in, and slowly exhale in the bliss of your time that you're giving to you. In this meditation, the full moon, the super moon meditation, connecting to the balance. As you take in the next breath, start to feel the connection back to the inner guru within you. And as you exhale, let go of any mind chatter may still be bouncing around inside of you. Now as you breathe in and out, your body, your soul are at complete ease. You've invited yourself and assisting in connecting as each breath goes in and out, slowly, in completeness, honoring your spiritual being. From now until the end of this meditation, you will continue to breathe in a more relaxed and gentle way, easing you further and further into the depths within your soul, the sense or feeling that you may feel as if you've left your body and elevated into your awareness in a mindful way. You're now going to invite your conscious to connect with your superconscious as we step into this meditation for the supermoon that enters into Libra. This is where we're reminded this time is to review and reflect upon relationships with ourselves, with others, those we love, our world, as all need to come into balance. Take a nice deep breath into you, and as you do in openness, what is the vibration of balance? What does it mean to you in this moment? As you release, think about that. Allow the release nice and slowly in total balance of who you are, bringing your emotions into balance, calming them, releasing them, nourishing you, inspiring you, and being magical as you do so. You are the magic. You are the purpose. You are the balance. This is also a time of patience, understanding, as well as questioning. As the supermoon intensifies and transforms, so do our thoughts, our frequency, as it rises further and further up, elevating our vibration. Allow yourself to think about how we are treated, how you are treated. Whether this is a perception or a reality, now think about how we treat others. Are the scales of Libra level or tipping more one way than the other? In our heart, we know that balance is everything, and that is what we need right now. This includes what we say and how we receive, what we think and what we project. With each breath you take into your body and release, you feel more in touch with your vibration, your frequency. You're opened and receiving in balance of you, in balance of our mother, in balance of everything in the universe. Your soul is now connecting with all levels of your belief system. As you take each breath in and exhale, thus creating vibrational equilibrium. As it shifts and moves, so as it does, that it allows new insights to be shared with you from your angels, your helpers, the ancestral beings that are there, that are walking us through this time and embracing the love that we are giving to ourselves. Taking a nice, gentle breath, see the supermoon, large and pink in the night sky. And as you exhale, do so with gratitude and thanks. Now allow yourself to be centered back into your soul being, your vibrational soul. Thank yourself for this blissful time you have spent in connecting to the elements of the supermoon at this time. Let yourself embrace a frequency of gratitude and thanks. Take a nice deep breath in. As you exhale, open your eyes. Come back to where you are. And when you're ready, take a moment to write down any thoughts relating to balance, relationship, what emotions might have risen up or been released. This is for you to connect with, you to review, and you to embrace. Thank you. Well, I hope all your listeners are back and have not floated off out into the ether there.
Exactly. We just floated away. That was wonderful.
You are welcome.
Oh, thank you, Debbie. Thank you. And, you know, I know we haven't really gotten into, you know, about your background, some of the things that we were going to discuss, but, you know, I always feel like we talk about what spirit guides us to talk about, but one last question before we break here.
Yeah.
Are you working on any new projects, any new card decks, any new classes? You have got something in the works that you're excited about? Anything you'd like to share with us?
Yeah, of course. At the moment, nothing's set in stone. And I think at the moment we're at a very fluid time in our presence as where we are. And I want to create something that's online where people can check in and be part of a development group. And I've got to work out how to do that. I'm not as technically advanced as I'd love to be. So at the moment, I'm doing some research on it. And when it's at that point, I am going to be putting that up. I have been working on some meditations, but sadly, my intent was to go to the recording studio, get them recorded, and then be able to have them up online so people could listen to them. But of course, rain stopped play at the moment. So it is going to be happening. And once the... I'm allowed to go and do that. It's the first thing on my bucket list to do. So
I had that conversation with Spirit last night, darling.
Yeah,
about
that's okay. I get the sense everything is really clearing, and it's going to clear a lot quicker than we realize.
Right.
So yeah, if you are in the process of doing something, get it done.
Yeah, exactly. I know for Unite in the Light, Susie Parrott and I have Unite in the Light, and we've created journals for, we've created 17 journals with the archangels. And last week, it was like, boom, 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 seven of them, we're done. It was like, okay, that's what I was supposed to be doing this time, right?
Yeah.
You know, when you talked about the quietness and to find that quietness, and I hope everyone understands and realizes that even though, yes, we're in this epidemic, that all these things are going on, but we've been given the time to go into stillness, quietness, and listen to your inner child. Listen to spirit. You know, when people say, you know, I want to learn to connect with spirit, and I laugh and I'll go, you're already connected. Hey, we're all connected. Open yourself
key,
up
go
to communicate. Exactly. It's like a key. Or there's a door, you know.
Yeah.
And we all have those moments where it's like, I don't know if I'm connected anymore or not. And, you know, Archangel Michael will say, have you asked to shut the door?
Like, yeah, exactly.
No, I haven't. Thank you.
And, of course, I always try and remind people, you know, because I said, oh, well, you've got this life. And I said, whoa, just step back a little bit here. Never judge another individual by what you assume. I have poopy days, too.
Mm-hmm.
I choose not to keep in them. Yeah, I can
exactly.
have a poopy day, and that's usually when I switch off the phone, I switch off everything, and I don't communicate. I sit.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
I communicate
you need
with
some downtime.
I maybe have that little argument with them, maybe. You know, throw my hands up.
Oh, I do
that
quite often.
Oh, my God. You know, and I'm like, come on, what's going on here, guys?
That's exactly what I do. Come on, guys, what's going on?
And I conclude that my wonderful team probably stand there with their arms folded and they're rolling their eyes going, oh, here we go again. Just let her have a
That's
little
That's exactly
tantrum.
What I say. Oh, I can see Michael shaking his head going,
But that's the human part of it. That's the part.
Exactly.
You know,
that is the human
in us. You know, sometimes when they ask us to do something, I'm like, and how the heck do you think I'm going to do this?
Well, you're not sure about it, but I am.
Real here. And then I say, look, I live in a 24/7 world here. You don't understand what it's like down here. And then I'll do my little rant and rave and get it out of my system. And then when I feel like you know, just like a 3-year-old tantruming it out on the ground afterwards.
Well, that's what we're doing, you know. I had a friend the other day that I was speaking with, and she's like, you know, I just don't understand, and I keep getting this message and this card, and I don't understand. And I immediately said, well, if you listen to yourself, your little girl in you is throwing a temper tantrum.
Tantrum, yeah.
And she's like, And I said, so, you know, and then I started telling her what I was hearing, what she was really needing to get out of that mess. And she's like, oh.
Yeah.
And I said, Metatron saying, if you would just quit stomping your feet.
Yeah, I am. It's like sometimes we need to hear it from the outside of us. And then even though we don't like to hear it, we go in saying, like, oh, darn it.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
You know, I always say there's 24 hours in a day. Well, there is in my day, and maybe some people have a longer day than I do, but there's 24 hours in my day, and I have opportunities in every nanosecond of that time. And then when that 24 hours is over, starts a new day. So it wipes the slate clean as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm.
I had a poopy day, or maybe I had a headache, or I was feeling frustrated with everybody around me, or, you know, whatever, whatever, whatever. But that at the end of that day, open the window and let it out. You're going to keep those baggages around you. You're going to be garbage trucking it around for the rest of your life. And you truly don't want to do that. You know, been there, done that, got the scars. You know, because
absolutely,
I would think you don't You know, we don't just wake up one day and we're spiritual. We have to go through the same processes, you know.
Exactly. Yeah.
People that, even Jesus, when he went through different things, he had to go through
experiences.
Exactly. So don't assume that I sit there in that moment all the time. I'm human.
and we came to have these human experiences. Exactly.
Yes, yes.
All right, let's go to the Blog Talk chat room.
Oh, perfect.
We have got BJ for Wellness.
Nice.
And this person would love a general reading.
Okay,
would
let me
like
get the card
tap
out.
Tap into
and
that
then,
energy. And...
Yeah, of course. Okay, let's see what's happening for BJ here. Oh, ah. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to do a one card so that it's fair for everybody. The card that literally flew out, and you know we've had this discussion before, when cards fly out, they're really meant to be. Okay, BJ, you've unlocked the doors, you've unlocked the windows, you've unlocked everything that was once sealed and, you know, locked down, as it were. And at the moment on this journey that you're going, although nothing's, you know, I always say nothing's set in stone anyway. You know, last year when everybody said to us,
right.
So where's the tour going to be next year? This was in 2019. I said, we're not touring next year. Well, why aren't you touring? I said, I don't know. Spirit just said, you're not touring. Gee, go figure. Okay, so sometimes what I'm saying, BJ, is we don't necessarily know, but we get that feeling. Or we, you know, we say things, okay, and at the time it seems like, well, where the heck is this coming from? So go with that. Let that happen. Don't overthink it, I think is what Spirit is trying to tell you, because now you've opened, it's like when something happens or an occurrence, it's like you need to break, you're wanting to break it all down, but be open. Let Spirit guide you here, please, because I'm getting this sense of, if not, the frustration is going to build within you so much to the point where it's almost like a bubble that's going to burst. Okay, so be open. Accept what's being given to you, what's being shared. And if you don't fully understand it at the moment, that's okay. That's why we have journals. That's why we write it down.
Right. But
don't try and analyze every nanosecond of it, okay? So I hope that's helpful because that one really flew out there. And the opening card... on my deck is a beautiful white bird carrying a cage, and out of it is all these rays of light. So I do know, BJ, that your heart and soul are in everything that you want at the moment. Okay, so you're going in the right direction. You just don't know exactly where the destination is, okay? And that's fine.
Well, and to ride on that with a confirmation, I chose to use the Archangel Michael cards. And two cards flew out for her. The first one is, you're on the right path, which is exactly what Miss Debbie just told you. I loved working with the angels and how they always have a confirmation. And, you know, you can call on Michael and you know, thank him for giving you loud, clear guidance that you understand. If you don't understand something... Yeah, so you could put it on the back burner. You can go, I don't know, guys. Y'all need to send me a sign. I need a clear sign that this is really, you know, and so many people, I hate to say it this way, but this is the way that I feel. So many people feel intimidated when talking with Spirit. And I talk to Spirit just like we're sitting here talking. They're like my best friends.
Exactly it, yeah.
And, you know, if something happens that I don't understand, I'll say, you got to be kidding me. I mean, it's
or words a little stronger than that sometimes.
Words a little stronger than that sometimes. So, BJ for Wellness, you know, if there's something and you don't understand it, ask Michael to send you a clear sign. Ask your angels, your guides, to send you a clear sign. And thank them for the motivation for filling you with the courage and the confidence to make healthful changes in your life. And then also, I have a feeling that my feeling is that you're worried about your loved ones, and Michael wants to reassure you that your loved ones are safe. That card flew out with
perfect.
The other card as well. And and then I'm working with the angel therapy cards this week, and so I drew one for you for that. And I, you know, the angels never cease to amaze me and make me laugh. Because this week on my page and working with the angel therapy cards, I pulled Cut Your Cords. And Cut Your Cords flew out of the angel therapy cards, BJ. This particular card, you know, most people think cutting cords that this is personal relationships. And, of course, we need to do it in personal relationships. But what Michael had told me for this particular message this week was to remind people to cut the cords of the negative, toxic energy, the media, the social media, the blogs, the articles, anything that is supporting the mass fear and panic and anxiety and stress. Cut the cords to it. These are all lower energies, and people may not realize that lower energies, these negative energies, affect your immune system.
Absolutely,
so
yes.
You've got to get your vibration up. So whatever it is that is pulling you down, identify that. You know, I myself work with Michael and ask him to cut the cords. You can ask him to cut the cords of fear, anything that's draining you. If you know it's a certain person or a situation, you can, you know, talk about that particular person and that situation when you're asking Michael to cut the cords. And then once Michael finishes, of course, Archangel Raphael will come in and fill you with beautiful white light of God.
Beautiful love, I just wanted to say also, I pulled the a card from the I Am Sacred deck for you as well, BJ. And it was card number 41. It says, I am sacred. This is you. This is your mantra. I am sacred, open-hearted to the vibrational shifts of acceptance. I am sacred, open-hearted to the vibrational shifts of acceptance. And that card has a butterfly, like a nebulous, a heart. It is just so much sacred geometry in it. It just, in the darkness there, this bright heart, this beautiful butterfly, and this nebulous going around it in pink and blue. So yes, that's your affirmation.
Beautiful. beautiful.
I want to say, actually, because there are a lot of folks out there that are concerned for their loved ones, concerned for themselves. And here's something we can all do. We can visualize this. And I mentioned at the beginning, place them in a golden bubble of light, a golden bubble of protection. And it's the angelic protection, because gold is the highest color, the highest frequency that's vibrating out there. And we can all do this, and it's very simple. We just got to close our eyes, see the loved one we want, and then just see this little golden bubble around them. You know, they can still move around with ease and grace and all those kind of things, but this is just our little protection. And especially with kids at the moment, they may be feeling a little, I would say, suffering with cabin fever. I've been
like animals in zoo.
Oh my gosh! What day is it today? It's day 11 of self isolation here. When we came back from from Mazalan, we were classed as lepers. Literally, the color of my skin deemed me as a threat to my country. And I'm not meaning that in any discriminative way, because we were lovely and suntanned and we've been lovely and healthy. So I'm starting to feel I've got a bit of cabin fever. So we live in a condo, and every morning, anytime I see anybody outside walking, I go out and do a woohoo, glad to see you're out, glad, I'm so happy for you. Because at the moment, our world is choosing to tell people off, to, you know, do horrible things, to, you know, make them feel bad about being out and walking. You know, I saw a lovely older couple yesterday, and I have to say, it was so beautiful. Their arms are locked. They're muffled up because we haven't got the highest temperatures here at the moment. It's about probably 8 or 9 degrees Celsius. And they've got their sort of cats and things on. They haven't got masks on. They haven't got gloves on. They've got the dog with them. They're just out walking. And I just you know, shouted a joyous love to them, and they said, come down and join us. I know, I wish I would. I wish I could come back on Friday afternoon, and I will join you. And they walked away with a lovely bounce, and they said, I felt really good because I created a high vibration for myself. So people, if you're scared of other people because that's what the media is telling you, then distance yourself from them. That's okay,
right.
But don't throw that dagger or that knife or that negative energy out to them because you feel that they're doing something wrong. So kids at the moment that are inside, they just want to get out. Well, you know, I see during the summer holidays, you know, 6 weeks of a parent having kids, and then in that 6 weeks they can go off and do stuff. And here they are, you know, they haven't even got a timeline, and they've got to stay indoors. So give everybody a break, people. And those of you that do have lower and weaker immune systems, please don't slight me or slay me here. Look after yourself. But as you just said, Diane, if we bring the negative to us and it hits our immune system, and it brings us down even further. So if you're not happy with what everybody else is doing, just shut it off. Unplug yourself from the intravenously fed media. Stop it.
Right,
you know,
right.
Go
Miss Debbie, we're all out of time tonight. Would you like to pull a card?
I will.
For everyone listening.
Let's see what the
card
is. And
we apologize if we didn't get to your call.
Yeah, let's see. It's right. I've got a beautiful storm going out around me, and the card that I pulled was the perfect storm. I can hear this beautiful thunder. After I finish this, I'm going to go run out and stand on my balcony and just embrace it, because I think the energy of thunderstorms and is electric, and it's just infusing. So perfect storm. The card is this beautiful black raven flying away from the storm, and I feel at the moment that's us. We're flying away from the storm. Everything that was behind us is darkened, and behind that there's this beautiful light coming out of it, and the raven is encompassed in this beautiful sacred circle, and above it there's like an angelic face just watching over us. So remember that we're being watched over. We're being watched over, and that is something.
Beautiful.
It's a perfect storm at the moment, so do what you need to do to get yourself through this, and the more you can raise your vibration, the better you'll be.
Miss Debbie, it's always a pleasure. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on the show, Diane. It was a great pleasure, too.
Thank you. Thank you all for listening. Follow your intuition. Be safe. Sending you blessings of love and golden healing light. Good night and God bless.